Lo yirara ki ata imadi. My name is Shira Smiles from Ramat Beit Shemesh, and today we'll be studying Tehillim Perek Kuf Mem Beis. Rav Volpe discusses that this perek is the quintessential perek that describes the individual who's going through challenges in life, albeit they may be found in a social setting among people. But emotionally and psychologically, they feel very much isolated and alone. The perek begins, Maskil le David, Biyoto v'me'ara tfila. The imagery of being in a ma'ara, in a cave, all by oneself, lonely, forlorn. Koli el Hashem ezak, koli el Hashem et chanan. It's the voice calling out to Hashem. And the Perek continues, Habeit Yamin Ura'e, in the middle of the Perek. I look to my right, Ve'en li makir, I don't recognize anyone. Avad manos mi meni, I've lost any recourse. Ein Doresh l'nafshi, no one is interested in searching for my soul. This is the understanding that those who are going through a very challenging time feel so alone, feel so forlorn. Those who are struggling in this country very much have this feeling where they feel like we are going through an emotional experience and no one can really understand us. Let me share two personal stories over the last few days. Shabbos Parashat Breishit, I'm walking home from shul, and a woman who's a widow sees that I'm coming and stops to talk to me. And she tells me, she says, this Shabbos is my grandson's bar mitzvah in one of the shtachim. And I was supposed to be there celebrating the bar mitzvah with my family. But my son-in-law, the father of many children, is fighting in the war. And therefore, they decided to make just a low-key bar mitzvah, and I'm not with them. This woman has looked forward to this experience of being with her family for her grandson's bar mitzvah, to hear him laying, and she's all by herself. B'ma'arat tfila, it's that pain and needing to share with others that pain. This week I was teaching in one of my classes, and I mentioned about the bracha of Yehuda, that Ezer mitzarav lo, and one woman in the class began to cry. She says, my son's name is Yehuda, and we so desperately need that Ezer, that help from above. Albeit people are in shul, people are in shiurim, but very much the feeling is that people feel so alone. They're going through the angst of the uncertainty of the unknown, which is tremendous emotional burden. Our responsibility is to not allow them to suffer alone. Our responsibility is to be able to be there, to be nosei ba'olim chaveirom, to feel the pain of others, to listen to them, to hold them, to be there for them as much as we are able. And just like when one visits a sick person, one takes away a 60th of their illness, listening and helping somebody takes away 1/60th of their pain as well. We daven, as they daven at the end of this chapter, Hotsia mi masker nafshi, take me out of the confines of my soul. Our responsibility is to try to help people come out of this situation, that we should all be able, lodot et shmecha, ki tigmol alai, that we're able to give thanks to Hashem for the redemption in this situation. It should come b'mehera. May our tfilos and learning be a schus for the neshamas of those who perished, for the safe and speedy return of our captives, for the healing of our wounded, the safety of our brother and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, and to help protect all those fighting on the front line.